Hello, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful day. So just to warn you, it's not today for me. It's actually yesterday because Christine and I are gone bright and early Saturday morning to go to an event in Tulsa called Life Surge. And it's going to be interesting. There's going to be speakers there. Tim Tebow, the Duck Dynasty guy, the guy, forget his name, with no arms. He's going to speak. And Beth Hamilton, I don't mean to be disrespectful, I just can't remember his name. And some other guys and gals speaking. But more than anything, it's just going to be a nice fun time out with my wife. And then later on that day, we go straight from there to Seneca, Missouri, where we're going to be playing a show there at Pam's place. So I'm doing this ahead of time. God forgave my sins in Jesus' name. I've been born again in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, I come to you to share his love as he told. Said freely, freely you have received, freely, freely give. Go in my name, and because you believe, others will know that I live. He said freely. Because you believe, others will know that I live. Amen. We have received salvation from the Lord and his love, his wondrous love. And we in turn show that to those all around us. He piles his love upon us, and so we ought to pile the love on those round about us. Makes me think of the Good Samaritan, you know, who loved that man enough to spend his own money on someone he really shouldn't have had anything to do with, but he took care of him. He loved him. And if we would take care of our neighbor, our fellow brother, there would be no problems, really. But we're so busy taking care of ourselves, because this society, this culture that we're in, has proclaimed that we ought to take care of number one and only number one. And that's a problem. So I hope that we as Christians can take care of those around about us, that we can show love one to another. And I'll tell you what, the love bucket never goes empty. I may step on some toes here, I don't mean to, but I've heard people say, I've just given and given so much of myself, and I just can't do it anymore, I'm burnt out. I've heard pastors say that, people in the ministry. But you know, when we are loving with the love of Christ, there is no end to it. If you're getting burnt out, I would consider where you're drawing your strength from. I would consider where you're getting that love from. If you're loving with the love of Christ, that love is patient. That love is kind. And on, you could read in 1 Corinthians 13. And it's a love that has no end. God's love does not burn out. And so if you are burning out, I feel for you. And I just ask that you would seek the Lord to have his sort of love, that greater love that he talked about in 1 John. Lord, give us of your greater love for one another. Amen. We're going to continue reading on in John. Heavenly Father, we need you, we need your love, and we need an abundance of your love overflowing in our lives so it can flow out to those round about us. That is how you're going to reach the world. You've appointed it that way. And so, Lord, help us to be faithful. Help us not to trust in our own flesh, in our own love, but Lord, let us draw on your strength, your love, your kindness. And Lord, we know then the draw will be done right. So bless us, Father, as we read your word, and just help us all to walk more closely in your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we ended on verse 35, so John 6, verse 35, and I'm going to read verse 35 again, where it says, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." I love that. "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will that hath sent me, which has sent me, that all of which he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." The Jews then murmured at him because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven?" Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, "Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me, except the Father which hath sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he has seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Then Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever." These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given of him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Those were definitely some hard words that Jesus spoke unto his disciples. And I'm sure we don't know. You know, we have our ideas about what some of it means, but we need the Holy Spirit to just allow us to walk in the things that he's talking about. Without the revelation that comes from him, we're just lost. We're guessing. We're trying to figure things out with our minds, and that just doesn't fly. We need the Holy Spirit of God, and that's why it's such an important thing to give yourself access to the Lord in times like this and whenever you can during your day, just to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. And he will. You know, he can speak past a lot of the things that are in our brain that hold us back. Maybe some of the doctrines we've been taught in the past, maybe they need to be laid aside. You know, maybe some of that, the religious theory that we've been given, maybe that needs to be just set aside and allow the Holy Spirit. You know, it's never a bad thing to put something up on the shelf. And if God wants you to know it or to give it back to you, then he'll let you know it and he'll give it back to you. That's why he allows us the opportunity to give him our entire heart, a full cleansing. And then he's well able and capable and willing to give back what we need in order to walk rightly before him and do that job or that charge or that ministry that he's given us to do. So I encourage you today, just hold the Holy Spirit close all day long and keep an ear open for him to just speak to you, drop things in your heart, and all the things that you don't understand, they'll start to fall into line. And all those things that we didn't need, you'll find that you don't need them. And it's a wonderful thing. God is calling out of a people, out of all the denominations, out of all the groups, out of everybody from the north and the south and the east and the west, and he's gathering to himself a body. And we want to be a part of that. Well, I better let you go. Right now, Christina and I are having a wonderful time in Tulsa at Life Surge. And we will hopefully see you in the morning with a Sunday morning edition. See if I can get Anna to help me again. Thank you so much for your support day in and day out on our Facebook page and our YouTube, Amundsen Family Music, and our Walking with Jesus YouTube. We don't get a lot of views every day, but there's a faithful few, and God knows. So thank you so much. God bless you.